This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Well, hey, what it do? What's up?
You know.
Good Monday.
It is a good Monday.
What are you doing?
Just sportsing over here.
I'm broadcasting. I love it.
Rubber voice.
I don't know if we're going to get text today, guys.
No, we've got a...
We got a thing.
Yeah, the company has changed up the way we operate the text program, and in a shocking development, no one knows how to use it, and I, you know.
And there's a long email.
I did. I tried today. You have to fill out a ticket for corporate to create an account for you, and
there we go.
I don't know.
No.
But also, an opportunity to funnel people to our YouTube page, where you can comment on the show.
Yes.
I got in.
Did
got
you?
It. Yeah,
boom.
I'm in.
Oh, look at you.
I'm in.
I'm not in.
At least I think.
It rejected me.
It's spinning.
It told me to go right to hell. So
we think
if you would like to communicate, as Buck said,
I'm in.
Go to YouTube.
Text really bad things about Souk to the text line.
I will be so that I will not see them. Or you can text horrible things to me on the YouTube chat. And wouldn't that if you're going to text horrible things, wouldn't you want me to see them?
Well, I guess so. If you're really trying to hurt your feelings.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to text horrible things to someone that they don't
see. They don't even see it, yeah.
Which is why I don't really understand the cyberbullying. I know it's a big deal, but I've never quite understood, like, if you're just getting, like, ripped apart on Instagram and you're like a kid, just...
Yeah, don't look at it.
Don't be on Instagram. Like,
well, you can even be there. You don't even have to look at it.
Yeah, you know, you can turn off comments. Yeah, I just...
You don't even have to look at it.
I don't understand that.
Don't like,
you know, I get it. Like, if you're at school, it's hard. You have to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, and like...
You're going to hear some stuff.
So, in some ways, like, bullying back in the day was worse because I think, you know... You get beat up, and I think it was a little more like kids are being kids, and now they supposedly take it seriously. But at the same time, when you went home, that was the end of it. And today they're like, you can bully 24/7. Well, not if you don't engage in any of that. But then I say that, and then inevitably someone gets on there and yells, and I don't understand that I'm old and okay, boomer, and then, you know, whatever.
Yeah, okay, boomer. Whatever, dude. You don't know anything.
Am I the only one, though, that thinks it's odd that,
you're just
like,
an old guy.
Just turn it off?
Old people know a lot.
And also, I think a big reason a lot of the people are there is because they want the validation or feedback of others, and so they don't want to turn it off.
But that's the problem, is if you're... Because the only reason anyone's on most of those things for kids is because you want validation and you want someone to tell you that your photo looks awesome or that your car is cool or whatever. But if all you get when you go on there for validation is kicked in the nuts... Maybe you just realize that validation isn't coming.
Are your balls jiggling?
So maybe it's time to revamp the strategy there and find something else to do with your time. Just saying.
He's just saying, ladies and gentlemen.
Just saying.
Ryan Buckley is back. Look at that.
So he takes another vacation.
When's your next vacation? How many days?
I don't know. Not for a while.
I mean, but he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. But there's another one coming.
No.
I predict
I mean, nothing in the next...
2 days.
nothing in the next 2 days, or even maybe like the next 6 months. Nothing is on the calendar.
Wow.
I am predicting. I'm giving it 2 weeks.
Doesn't mean something won't come
up. That's what I'm saying. I'm going 2 weeks so we get one of these.
Till we find a good flight deal or something.
I'm just waiting for the, hey, guys, daycare fell through and, you know, I've got it.
Oh, I mean, that's not taking vacation. I mean, daycare falling through is not the same as like, I'm going to Maui.
I don't know.
You think those are the same thing?
You in the backyard playing basketball with your kids instead of working.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Just saying. Something will pop up.
Buckley.
Something will pop up.
Went to, fresh off of going to Hawaii to bask in the glowing sun.
Where he didn't get any sun as far as we can tell.
That's right.
He may have come back whiter, and I don't know if that was possible.
Well, he's one of those guys that puts on so much sunscreen that he is like chalk white.
It's possible Buckley's a never nude. We're working. We don't know. It's a working theory. We're trying to figure it out.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
He wears a lot of swim shirts and sun hats.
No swim shirts for me. I think the adult swim shirt is embarrassing, and I don't care what people think of my form.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way you should. At the age of, what are you, 30?
40.
40?
Yeah, let it go.
It's time to let it go.
Whatever. Like, what do I care?
Vanity isn't really a thing.
Much like Instagram, the comments don't matter.
Exactly
let,
right.
Let it hang out. There it is. It's a young man's game.
So, fresh off of going to Hawaii, Buckley is back for a day, maybe two?
I was back 2 days, but only, I think, only one with you. Because you were gone on a Monday.
Yeah, and then he makes it to Bandon. His virgin trip to Bandon Dunes.
Yeah.
He'd never been.
I'd never been. I was supposed to go last year and then couldn't. And so first time. And it was,
you know what, I'm gonna stop making fun of you because that's a religious experience the first time you get to go down.
Told Isaac it'll make you believe in God. Well, maybe not him specifically, but other people. That place is special.
It doesn't disappoint, does it?
No.
You hear all this stuff?
Well, and I also told Isaac, and we've talked about it on the show before, it's so rare that you have an experience that has been hyped up by everybody else, and it not only meets that expectation, but then exceeds it when you go. Yeah. It could be, you know, it could be a concert performance. It could be a restaurant. It could be a golf experience. But everyone I've ever talked to who's been has said it's incredible, and then you go, and it's even better than that.
Yeah.
Even better. Well, you got great weather.
Not a drop of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, again, you go this time of year. I mean,
you never know.
You never know. But it's so expensive to go during peak season. This is when you go and you roll the dice or you go like in October.
Well, the group I went with went last year, and they only got one round in that wasn't raining on them.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got the...
You might get a tornado.
bomb cyclone.
Is there tornadoes down there?
You never know. Well, yeah. Didn't one just hit the southern Oregon coast not too long ago?
Really? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a fire at the Bachelor Inn. Do we know if it got rebuilt?
I think I passed it on the way in. It looks like it was there.
Wait. A new fire?
No. The old fire. Yeah. We don't know if it's been...
That got rebuilt.
Did it get rebuilt? I don't know.
Well, now I don't...
I mean, it was a bright pink building, right? Or is it a bright pink building?
Yeah, it's red or pink or something.
I definitely passed it. It's in Coos Bay? Is that where it is?
It's in
Coos Bay is that North Bandit right there as you're going through.
I mean, it's on the way in.
Yeah, you drive right by.
Yeah, it's so Coos Bay.
I'm pretty sure I saw it.
All right, well, good.
That's
the important thing is we know that the it's been rebuilt, bigger and better.
Yeah, I think it's like red.
Yeah, it's an odd color. Well, I needed to know.
Wait till you go in.
Oh, boy. I'm guessing Buckley did not go in.
Didn't make it?
No, we had a pretty cool house though, so we stayed there and had a lot of fun.
You went off property?
What's that?
You went off property?
Yeah, I think it was an Airbnb, but it's like a place that calls itself Bandon Manor, and it's essentially meant for groups who are doing this. There's like 8 queen size beds in there. They got a putting green in the back, a hot tub in the back, and so we, other than going out to eat at Bandon, we just hung out at the house.
Yeah.
What a great trip that is!
Yes,
just not even. I mean, the golf courses are otherworldly. But also just, you know, just the hanging for drinks afterwards and sitting by the fire and shooting the breeze and, you know.
It's about as good.
Maybe having some fentanyl.
It's about as good of a wholesome or unwholesome with the fentanyl. And
maybe, hey, you never know. Coos Bay.
Maybe you get licked by someone at the Bachelor Inn. That happens. It's about as wholesome of a trip. It's the best. It's the tippy top of the wholesome trips.
Well, there's nothing out there
that you can go.
So it has to, when you say wholesome, it has to be because it's really just golf and drinking.
Well, minus the fentanyl
and fentanyl.
And the Bachelor's Inn. I'm saying there could be an edge to it, but it's not Vegas.
Well, you
got
to go
Orleans.
Off property for there to
That's
be any
true.
Sort of edge.
That's
Although
true.
I've been down in that bunker bar when things have gotten a little
gets
wild,
a little sideways.
Yeah, especially if a woman comes down there.
All right, we need some course rankings. How many did you play?
I played 4. I played Pacific Dunes. I played Bandon Trails. I played Old Mac, and I played the Shorty's 19-hole par 3 course.
Well, that's 4 then.
Yes,
obviously. So give me 1 through 3.
Let's say I think Pacific Dunes 1, Old Mac 2, Bandon Trails 3.
Mm. Okay.
Everyone's got their own. Everyone's got their own opinions on it.
Oh yeah.
But the bottom line is you have like what? I mean, I think every one of them is a top 30 to 40 course.
they're all amazing.
In the country.
Yeah. I mean, they're all pristine, and then when you mix it with the good weather and just the incredible landscape, the forest meeting the sea and all that, I mean, it was remarkable.
It doesn't get any better.
Pretty amazing we have that right here in our own backyard.
Yeah, because you think about it, I mean, of places that are actually playable, is that the best golf experience in the country?
Well, if you need a place that has more than one or two courses,
yes,
you're not going to find anything better than Bandon.
No.
Or maybe Pinehurst,
yeah,
North Carolina, because they have like 85 courses.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
them. Yeah, there's like 12 or something.
Yeah.
But other than those two, I can't think of a place that's public,
yeah,
that has quite what Bandon has.
No. Doesn't get much better than that. So I'm looking from this last year. Yeah, I'm trying to see what the worst ranked was.
I think it might be Sheep.
Yeah,
it looks like the new one.
Looks like Sheep Ranch is maybe 40th, and that's the worst. And that's the worst. The 40th
rough.
Best course in the country, and that's like whoa, I can't. That's the one. And by the way, I really like
it's good course.
I really like it.
Yeah.
The sneaky one to me is always Trails. I know it's different than the others, but. Dude, that one
Trails is teased to me.
That one grows on me.
Absolutely
every
great
time.
Golf course. That if it were on its own, if it's a standalone course,
yeah,
it's getting way better reviews than it does.
I think so too, because you don't. I mean, you get a lot of great views, but like it's more through. It's less coastal, of course.
Well, it's
obviously.
Not on the ocean.
Yeah,
so that's why. But as a golf course, that is
super unique.
It's so awesome.
It's the one different one.
I will go to my grave. I've said it many times, and I will say it again, that Bandon, the original, is my favorite course out there. The OG course, the back nine of the OG course, I just think it's spectacular.
Yeah.
As well, the whole property is spectacular. Yeah. But.
I just, for the views, to me, it's the hardest one, but I'm with Buck. Pacific is, it doesn't get any better. Every hole is a damn postcard.
Yep.
So. But it is that's the one that I think kicks me in the giblets more than others. So,
well, and it was Trails that kicked me in the giblets more than others. So
it was second 18 on the day.
It was my second 18 on the day.
So that can be
that was brutal.
That's a lot.
My back, because there's no cards.
No,
you got to walk.
You got to walk.
That. And I don't know about you, but my old ass back.
Tell you what,
you get to about 24, and we're gonna start feeling some stuff.
So now everybody tracks, you know, how far your steps and whatever. And I didn't. I missed the last two rounds. I missed Saturday afternoon or Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. The guys who did that, they racked up 48.5 miles walking over the four days.
Yeah, it's not a you know, we all make fun of golf, and as well you should. It's not the most manly of games, but. There is something to packing your clubs and walking 48 miles.
Yeah.
You're going to feel it.
I don't know when it was. I haven't been down there in a while, but I was in my 40s when I determined that less is more there in playing 18. Maybe an emergency nine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get in an emergency nine. Weather's good. You're a little wasted. You know, it's like, let's go play some more. You know, hit and giggle.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I don't need to go down there and play 36, 36, 36.
The nice part is, though, because the replay round is half price, you can go play nine on the replay, or you can play seven and decide that let's go get drunk instead. My back hurts.
Well, yeah, I think the best way to do it is either to play 18 and then mess around with something else, like whether that's at the Punch Bowl after Pacific Dunes, which is perfect. Mixing in shorties for a day, the par three course, even though it's not a full course, is really fun. And then, of course, we didn't do it this time, but the Preserve, which is 13 holes. So shorten those, but 36 is not for the faint of heart.
Amazing place.
Yes.
Right here in Oregon, guys.
If you've never been, make the pilgrimage down.
And fly. Seriously, it's great to fly there.
The drive is...
they fly from PDX.
The drive is a bit much.
I like the drive, honestly. I mean, you get to the point, you get past the I-5 part of it, and it's pretty gorgeous.
Wait, was it five and a half?
Oh, it's pretty, but...
Going from Newburgh, and it was four.
Okay.
Yeah, four and a half to five and a half,
depending
on how you drive.
A little longer for me.
For boomers like you.
And I want to stop. There's that new one in outside of Roseburg. The
That's called...
Something... It's after the river
something
dredge. Dredge
Run,
Bull Run.
Don's Run.
Bar Run.
Bar
right?
Run.
The Bar Run?
Bar Run.
Yes.
I think that's right.
I want to play that.
Roseburg.
I've heard...
Right? Roseburg?
I believe it's right outside of Roseburg. And I've heard amazing things about it. And they say that's the... Either before or after... take a little left there and go play that before or after you're done with Bandon.
Yeah, see, that's the one that's reversible, right?
The bar run?
Yeah. I think it's reversible.
I don't know if it is or not.
You can play, it can play, it's like two different courses in one.
Win one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, next time I go down there, that will be a stop for me. And we're just happy that Buck is back and until we lose him.
Probably chained to the desk for a while. We'll see.
Well, no, the next one to leave is you.
Yeah, I'm out.
Boomer.
I got,
you're out of here.
I got 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got to go to Italy.
I am going to Italy.
So he's one up in you big time.
Oh, I mean, that's, sure.
It's better than Bandon.
There will be no golf in Italy.
Yeah, Bandon.
Yeah, you don't need to play golf over there.
But a fedora, maybe. A fedora and a lot of...
You doing the Amalfi Coast?
I don't really know. I'm going in blind. It's my buddy's 40th birthday, and our other friend that that we're going with, he studied over there for a year, so he lived over there. So we're going in blind. We're flying into Rome, and I think you know, and so now and then after that, it's just he put out the he said this is what it cost. We gave him the money, and then after that, we're flying blind, and we're gonna see what happens.
You're gonna love the pyramids.
I'm really excited. Yes,
and the Turkish bathhouses as well.
No, Rome's great. Rome was my least favorite of all the places we went in Italy.
Yeah.
Just because
it's just so many people.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's just a big city. It's got great food, but.
Now, I will say that I do know that we're not. So Rome is fly in and fly out, but Rome is not going to be the base of where we are at.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, if you haven't been, it's still really cool to see some of those things. Yeah. It's wildly impressive. Yeah.
High five the Pope.
I think you said we're doing like 2 days in Rome and then one day on the way out. And
you don't
then,
need much more than
and
that.
And then we're dispersing. And he asked if we wanted to know. I kind of thought it was fun to just, because the guy whose birthday it is, he didn't want to know. He just said, you plan it, we'll go. And so then my buddy was like, do you want to know? And I was like, well, if he doesn't, no, let's.
Oh, that's a great way to go.
That's awesome.
Let's just wing it a prayer this. By the way, it's pissing off the lady, though. The BTJ.
Yeah, because she needs.
Not
she
happy.
Wants the itinerary.
She needs
every
the control.
Not happy about it at all.
I tell you what. My wife usually does all the planning for trips like that.
Yeah.
And I don't ask a thing.
It's way better that
and
way.
If she asks me my opinion, I'll give it to her. Other than that, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm a Hall of Fame drinker. I'm going to be consistent.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good for you.
Exactly.
Be a good roster. Good to have on your roster.
You know,
I'll pay for stuff.
You're a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
You don't need the ball.
Pretty agreeable.
I like where we're going.
Where do we want to go next? I'm in. Let's go.
Thank
What's
you.
That? Vatican, what's that?
I have been asked at least 17 times by the BTJ, you really don't know where you're going? No, I don't.
It's going to be great.
And then I'm like, I don't.
How?
Yeah, well, you don't it's know insane. Where you're staying? No, not one hotel. No. Why are you going there?
Are you going to say that like that while we're there? Yeah. Or while you're there? Yeah. I'm not there.
Why are you going there?
Hey, why are we going there?
Yeah. Why are you going there? And I try to tell her, I'm the same person that thought that the crab feed that I went with Dusty 2 years ago was at the Oregon coast and we ended up on the Idaho border. I was like, I don't know.
Well, it must be nice, you two. Bandon Dunes and Italy.
Don't forget Hawaii.
My God.
Hey, you got Salina, Kansas coming.
I'm heading
though,
to
right?
Salina in May.
Woo! Woo, baby.
Don't be jealous.
I am a little jealous. I am.
And then I'm driving a U-Haul back to Portland.
You want to talk about excitement.
What is that hours-wise going to take
24.
You?
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'll break it up.
You're going to have a great time.
I am going to have
stop
a great time.
Stop at the Grand Canyon.
Hopefully wear your fedora.
I might.
You should.
I might take some extra cigars.
I would like,
I'm going to make a, you know, we're going to make a time with it.
Are you, you're not driving the U-Haul by yourself,
it's kind of like going to Rome and then.
Yeah, same thing. Salina, Rome.
I'm driving the U-Haul. Meatball will be driving one of my parents' cars.
Okay.
And then we have another guy driving a third car.
Nurse Nice not there, though.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, she's
here. You know what you have there, Rob? You got a little convoy.
Yeah, it's caravan. Yeah.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. I've already spoken to a friend about maybe a pit stop in Bozeman.
Oh, there you go.
And that's a little off the beaten path.
You should.
Why not?
If you're having to make that drive, take a couple extra days
yeah.
and go see some of see some America.
Yeah. Now, if it's snowing, I told him I'm not
then
coming.
You're out, but you know, yeah, the U-Haul in the snow probably not the best. Yeah. But you know,
well,
I see a national park or two.
It's nice to have Buckley back. He's such a good golfer. Such a great. Great golfer down at Bandon.
I'm such a great enjoyer of golf. I'm not a great golfer.
We have a big week of radio planned for you guys this week. Did you know that?
Do
you know that?
We got that championship.
You know that?
That basketball ring championship.
Do you
want to
start there? Sorry about your dookies.
Boy, can I come clean with what that cost me?
Well, let's talk about it next.
It hurts.
Yeah, well,
it hurts.
You said ignore the numbers at your own peril.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hurt.
We perilously did, and two of us are alive, and one of us is not.
My account, my gambling account is gone.
Well, all right, we will start there next on The Fan. All right, what's up? We've got a lot to discuss here in sports today. We even have a hockey segment or two coming up.
I'm guessing you did not wake up to watch the Capitals game in the morning.
Oh, God, no. But no. I saw it, and I've been reading about it, and I saw the interviews and the ceremony.
The what have you.
Ovechkin, who I think looks older than Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah, because they put out the carpet and they go out there and they do their thing and Gretzky, he broke the all-time.
Yes, and Gretzky said he would be there and be the first one to shake his hand.
And he was, and it was cool.
Well, Gretzky can't move his face anymore.
But I tell you what, it's working for him because, maybe it's just that Ovechkin just looks so old because he's all gray now and he's, you can tell he parties. And it's like, wow. I mean, because how old's Gretzky?
Oh, Gretzky's got to be in his mid-60s.
And how old is Ovechkin?
I think he turns 40 this year.
Yeah, unbelievable. Go look at him from that video of the ceremony after he broke the record. Ovechkin looks older than Gretzky.
Well, Gretzky's on that weird Hollywood. I told you, he's venturing into middle-aged lesbian territory. And one of my favorite parts about Ovi is that guy doesn't care. He doesn't fix his teeth. He's gone gray. He's kind of fat. He drinks a lot of vodka. The dude's just a bear. And he's still playing at a ridiculously high level when he's 40 years old. It's freaking awesome.
He broke his leg this year.
Yeah. Dude, I love that guy. This generation, you either a Sidney Crosby guy who I can't stand, although I begrudgingly have come to respect him, or you're an Ovi guy.
He's kind of the pretty boy, right?
He is. Yeah. I just have never been a Crosby guy. But he's so good, you kind of like, fine. You're all right.
All right, well.
But I was always an Ovi guy.
We've got some hockey coming up. That was a big deal.
We talk about Duke essing the
bed. Yeah, I'm sorry about your money.
Costing me $1,500, those sons of bitches.
Whoa, $1,500?
Had Duke gone the whole way.
Oh, you would have won $1,500.
I would have won
$1,500. So it didn't cost you.
It didn't cost me, but it did because that money was mine. It was over. Duke had it.
What do you think?
It was over. And then it wasn't.
Yeah,
dude, that was cashing checks.
Hold on, everybody.
You weren't. Well, first of all, they would still have to win the final.
Yeah, I was very confident.
Hold on.
I had a nice bet. My biggest bet was them making the final.
Hold on.
Yes.
So before the tournament started, and I wrote it down in my notes, knowing full well that Duke was not going to win, and I would have to, unfortunately, throw this back in your face.
Yeah.
But he said, it says right here on my notes, it says, quote, ignore it at your own peril, end quote, Souk on stats regarding Duke to the finals.
Yes.
Well, I ignored it. Perilously ignored it and thought I was cooked.
It was done.
But
it was over.
It wasn't.
I was already planning the trip to Bandon and the strippers. It was over.
I had to tell a friend of mine, again, the Portland, Maine guy who always checks in about Cooper Flagg.
It's over! Yeah.
He was watching the game. He turned it off when Tugler got the technical foul on the baseline there.
Yeah.
Reaching over
and slapped the ball out.
He turned it off.
Yeah.
So he texts me the next day and he's like, man, sorry to see Houston lose. I don't know why he was rooting for Houston.
So he really didn't see?
No, he didn't. And then he said, but Cooper Flagg played well, which he wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, dude, you didn't see it. Houston won. Or I thought maybe he made a mistake and meant Duke and wrote Duke instead of Houston.
Yeah.
No, he didn't see it.
Oh my God.
I said, go back and watch, dude. They won.
Wow.
Houston won. And this is why, Big Zucchini, this is why the NCAA tournament is so great. Because if in the NBA, if Duke and Houston played in a 7-game series, chances are Duke is winning that series.
Yes. I feel overwhelmingly confident in that.
But this is the variance of one-off games.
Yeah.
Where you still won the game. Like, Duke was the better team. They beat Houston until they didn't. I mean, like, every single thing that could have gone wrong for Duke in the last, well, really, they had one field goal in the last 10 and a half minutes. So that's a problem.
They had two.
They'd won.
I thought they had two.
They made one field goal in 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
I thought it was two because Flagg had the three, and I thought there was one other one. I thought they were both Cooper Flaggs. Maybe it was right at, because Flagg had one right around that 10 and a half minute mark, and then he hit the three. And that was it.
Flags!
And they even doomed him because right around that time, they were like, Duke hasn't turned the ball over yet. And then they just proceeded to just turn the ball over every 4 seconds.
Well, they missed a key free throw. That was Proctor. Well, they missed several free throws in the second half.
But Proctor's was the
Proctor's was a huge one because it was a 1-1.
Yeah.
They couldn't inbound the ball.
At all.
Which we've talked all tournament.
I cannot understand.
How teams can't get the ball
it
inbound.
Blows, and this is coming from my football brain. But we spend so much time in football. Every practice, like 30 to 40% of it, is spent just on situational football. And last time I checked, basketball doesn't have that much. Like, it's not like football where you're grinding over plays. Wouldn't you think that one inbound pass, one inbounds play? We saw that, by the way, this from Houston. Remember with the inbound, was that against Purdue? Work an inbound play. There's not one time that you can get the ball in. You got two or three guys on the floor that are 6'9". You can't have someone go high point a damn ball. As you can tell, my bank account is very unhappy with this.
It really is a phenomenon, though, in college basketball. And it doesn't matter what team it is.
Yeah.
No one is immune to the inability to inbound a ball when facing
just incredible.
It's shocking.
It's when facing pressure. I mean, it's usually under their own basket.
Yeah.
Although I've seen it on the other side, too.
You're telling me that old Johnny Boy can't go into the huddle? Like, this will stick with him for a long, long time. Because I put a lot of this on him.
Well, and Flag, too.
Yeah.
Missed that shot. Yeah, well, the other thing that went wrong. I mean, you know, they got an over-the-back call.
Yeah.
I don't know how you felt about that call.
That was horrible.
That was a little...
That was crap. But at the same point, this is... Duke, you were essing the bed so bad that
both
I don't feel
true.
One bit bad that call against you.
But still, it wasn't the best of calls.
No, it was
and
a
so just
call.
Every single thing went wrong, and they could all like this text said, all they had to do was keep getting fouled and make a modicum of your free throws, and you're not going to lose that game.
No.
And yet
they
lost the game.
That Proctor is shooting like 62% from the line. He gets the one time in the open court. There's three other Duke players there, and he just holds onto the ball. He's like, come foul me. Because I'm doing such a great job of maybe throw it to the guy that doesn't shoot 62%. My God.
So,
and the one other thing. You have
there's more than one.
Well, there's so many.
Yeah.
You have the best player in the country, right? The number one pick, this generational talent. Maybe, just maybe, occasionally clear
flags!
The effing side of the floor out and let him go one-on-one in the NBA.
They did at the end.
Yeah, at the end, and
I didn't like that. I didn't like
game
I mean,
up short.
It wasn't the worst look, but it also wasn't the best look.
Yeah,
you know, it was like, it's maybe hindsight to nitpick that, but you probably could have got a better look than that.
Yeah.
And it was good defense. I'm talking about Flag's last shot with 19 seconds left. They were down one.
Down one. He backed.
He
him
got
down
a
and...
pretty good look because he's so big.
Yeah.
He can get his shot up over anyone.
Yeah.
But Roberts played really good defense on that. And I'm not sure that's the shot. Like, if I told you before the game it's going to come down to one Cooper Flag shot, I don't think you want that.
Yeah, turn it. Well, I mean,
I don't think you want that.
Turn around.
Fade away.
12 footer.
But fade away.
Yeah. I thought this, and about the 4 minute mark, I started to really panic. And then I was like, oh, you're fine.
Did you poop your little basketball shorts?
I was starting to S myself. And then Flag
four
hit the,
minutes?
Flag hit the three right around that. It was like 3.5 minutes-ish where Flag hit
the
three.
Yeah, they went back up 9.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, they were up 9 with 3 minutes left, right after the Cooper Flag's three.
Yeah, and then I went back to S in the bed. I really thought that Duke ran out of gas. I thought they looked tired. I thought they looked slow. One time, I think the announcer said something that, like, Schreier or he called a timeout, and they were like a lot of tired white shirts. And Houston does this; they just grind you down. It's like old Arkansas basketball, right? The what is it? The
40 minutes of hell.
Nolan Richardson.
Yeah, a little different style, but
yeah. But I really thought that Houston wore down Duke, and at the end, they couldn't get a rebound to save their life. They couldn't box anyone out. I thought Duke looked slow and plodding, and I think they ran out of gas. I think Houston put so much pressure that Duke did not have an answer physically. And when you run out of that, when your tank is empty, I think that's when the loose balls all go the other team's way. That's when you can't make little plays. And everything Houston did looked fast and explosive, and everything Duke did looked slow and plodding. And by the way, for the love of God, Con Knipple go nowhere near the Portland Trail Blazers. Because as good as that guy is, that dude was exposed once again for being slow and unathletic against Houston. Do not put him on the wing for the Blazers.
Well, as we mentioned last week, you know, they may have gotten tired, but remember, they had not been tested much.
No.
They really hadn't. They hadn't been dragged into deep water like that, and they had not played a defense like that since Auburn. And that was like in the non-con.
Yep.
So they, how they reacted to that, ultimately, they did pretty well. I mean, my God, they were up 14 points in the second half. But you're right. They, you know, Houston does not quit.
No.
They keep coming at you. A lot of things didn't go your way. Again, that's just a one-off game.
Yeah.
I just don't think that happens again.
They played 10 times. Duke wins 8 of those. Maybe 9.
I don't know about that.
Duke was better from the start to finish.
I don't know about that. 8 to 10, that's crazy to me. But I think Duke wins a 7-game series. It's just in that particular game, man, that one is going to stick with them for a long, long time. And Houston is really fortunate. Houston, they went on a 9-0 run in the final 35 seconds.
It's unbelievable.
Duke was up 6 with 35 seconds left.
It's almost
they lost.
It's almost impossible to lose that game.
Unbelievable.
Yet, here we are. And by the way, they lost by 3.
Yeah. Like, going away.
What? It was a 12-point swing, and I just...
Well, it was a 9-point swing. They were up 6.
Oh, yeah. They were up lost 6. By they lost three. By no, the 3. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 plus 3 is 9.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
I was thinking 9. And
they
then
teach
the
that in schools, you know.
I was thinking 9, and then they lost by 3, but no.
Well, there's more to discuss, including all of a sudden Kelvin Sampson being so beloved. Yeah. I have a problem with this.
Well, I have a problem.
He's an ass.
Can someone over at Nike and what? Jordan get that guy a polo shirt? Can we?
Well, he wears a polo shirt.
What are we doing with that thing? He got that.
That's what he wears.
Yeah, he found it at Goodwill.
Like, oh, you want a new polo?
What the hell is that thing?
Yeah, that's
you just
what
think the quality sucks or the fit sucks?
The whole thing.
Yeah, the fit's not great.
I think he found that thing. I think that's like one of those, you know, you're outside the stadium and someone's selling a bootleg Jordan polo. Like, really? You're the head coach. We can't find you something better than that? You look terrible.
So we'll wrap that up and look ahead to tonight's game a little bit later as well on The Fan. But first, what's your name? I forgot it.
I'm Ryan.
It's Will with SportsCenter. Well, we have a lot to get to today. Blazers re-up their GM for some reason. Alex Ovechkin is awesome. Masters Week, one shining moment. I mean, my God.
A lot going on.
My God. How do we even do it? But we're wrapping up Duke, Houston, and I guess Florida-Auburn, but you know.
Well, it was weird because Florida-Auburn was a really good game.
It was, yeah.
That was, yeah, it was a phenomenal game, and then Duke-Houston really wasn't a great game for much of it. It felt like Duke was just sticking him with that jab, and every time Houston got close, they would flick him in the face a couple more times. And
doesn't that go to show you the better finish is always more talked about than a better game?
Yes.
You know, it's not necessarily, doesn't have to be a great game. You just have to have wild finish or controversy to finish. And look, let's be honest. And I was not rooting against you per se.
Yeah.
Or our boss, Jeff Austin, who is a Duke fan.
You were rooting
against him. Listen, it's a great American pastime to watch Duke yak all over themselves. I'm sorry. Even you who had money on them had to have been chuckling, you know, in the back of your head. It's like, oh my God, this couldn't have happened to a better team.
Had there not been a significant chunk of money that was ripped out of my pocket by those sons of bitches, then yes, I would have laughed. And I will say this.
So who do you blame most? You blame Shire most? Is that what you're...
I blame Shire, yes. I think that one will stick to him. I thought that was a piss-poor job of calming that team down.
Well, you should write him.
Well...
write him a letter.
I'll just say this. That is the first time, and that will be the last time I will bet on Duke.
Really?
It won't happen
again. Well, did you read the story today that... because we talked about this on Friday, that they have a very secretive collective of three really rich guys who don't want their names out there, even though their pictures and names were in this article that I read.
Yeah.
But
great job, guys.
Yeah, they're saying $8 to $10 million for next year.
Yeah, they're going all in.
They're going all in.
I'm just saying.
So they're going to keep doing this whole freshman thing.
I'm out. I'm not doing it
anymore. Then adding transfers.
I will spite bet. This was the surest.
You got burnt. Yeah.
It was just there.
Ignore at your own peril.
It was there.
The stats.
And then the championship game wouldn't have mattered. I mean, it was just, it would have been icing on the cake. Mm. It was just right there. And then it got ripped away. And I know recency bias because it's obviously it's fresh in the mind. I cannot recall a collegiate team. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw just a game of this magnitude where one team And look, I don't want to take away from Houston because Houston didn't quit and those guys were grinding. But let's not act like Houston played great. Far from it.
Samson even said that.
That was just Duke flat out crapping themselves in front of 20 million people. And I'm trying to think the last time I saw just a collapse like that.
College basketball is full of those. Yeah. If you watch enough college basketball.
At this magnitude?
But
the Final Four?
I don't think many expected that out of Duke.
No.
That particular team. But, you know, again, they're young. A lot of freshmen. Coach isn't that experienced, you know.
No.
In Houston, those dudes, they're men. Kelvin Sampson's been at it a long time.
Yep.
Those guys have been, I mean, hell, they got a guy on their team that's already won a national championship. Did you know that?
Who won a national title?
LJ Cryer is their guard with the weird hair.
Yeah.
Or the receding hairline. He,
yeah, he's got a weird Trae Young thing happening for himself. It's not good.
He was on Baylor when they won.
Oh.
Like so he is trying tonight to become the first player ever to win a title with two different teams.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
I will say I am rooting for Houston.
He wasn't a key player on that team.
But he was there. I am rooting for Houston in this.
Are you?
If you're going to do this, just go ahead and finish the damn thing and do it.
Well, I don't think anybody really loves Todd Golden. I think he's a little weird and creepy for people.
Yeah.
Florida's awesome, and they're really fun to watch. But for some reason, and maybe we can talk about this next, for some reason, Kelvin Sampson has become like this
He's become
darling.
Why is that? Well, I think for a long time, he was viewed as a sleaze.
Well, and he is a sleaze.
And I've asked the same question. Maybe when you were gone with Sue, I don't totally get why that's either gone away or why we just ignore that now.
Either.
But it definitely feels like he's in favor with the public now, and I don't know what changed.
People love him.
I think when,
and he's an ass. But he's not even that nice of a guy.
I think he's a lifer. People respect that, and I think when everyone crapped on him, and then now in light of everything else that has gone on, I think we look back and we're like, text messages. Now the way he handled it
was that at Indiana.
Yeah, it was in Indiana, and kind of the defiant nature of it. But I think we look back at that now. It's like the Reggie Bush stuff, and we're like, oh my god, like really? Like that's why we thought you were a sleazeball, and now I think there's the idea of a redemption arc, and we love redemption arcs, and. Look, I don't know. If you ask me right now where I want to go with this in the final, even though Houston, I don't even blame Houston for the comeback. I blame Duke. I blame Duke for the collapse. I think it'd be kind of neat to see Houston finish this because they were dead in the water. And to see them overcome Duke, I would like to see them finish the damn thing off. Florida's already got a couple, right? Eh, go Houston, go get you one.
The guy for was one of the guards, I think it was Sharp for Houston, said that playing for Kelvin Sampson is mental warfare. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know, in this day and age of all these old school, a-hole, heavy-handed coaches that we talk about all the time here, he is the definition of that. And yet, oh, we're like, oh, man, Kelvin. Oh, we love Kelvin. He's like Bob Knight, but you know what?
And I like
forget it.
I like Tugler's sideburns too. Fine. So let's go with that. He's got those. He kind of looks like Old Dirty Bastard out there. He's got those weird sideburns. I don't know. Go Houston.
So they said. Cryer said, when you practice at his practices, you're basically practicing not to get yelled at.
Mm.
And they said that he gets so their early season conditioning. Tugler, I think, was the one who said this. Their early season conditioning regime requires you to run lines.
Yeah.
To the point where most guys are on the ground or like back spasms or puking.
Yeah.
And if one player falls short of their time, you have to come back. Then all of them have to come back the next day at 5:30 and do it all over again.
Well, I'll tell you what. They had it in the gas tank at the end. And Duke, I'm telling you, go watch that. Duke ran out of gas and they were sucking wind and Houston kept coming. So, look,
the other thing that he did.
I'll give Houston credit. Those guys seem to have never-ending energy.
No, they don't quit. They play the same way the whole time. You better not let off the gas on them. But the other thing that he did that I was reading in this article, and then we'll move on to something else next, but in last year's tournament loss to Duke, they missed a bunch of free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So he now makes them make 150 free throws per day, 7 days a week.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
They talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, but they kind of glossed over it. 150 per player every day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, they made theirs and Duke didn't. So.
Well, and the guy who,
I want to run!
The guy who made two free throws down the stretch for Houston is like a 55% free throw shooter, and he made them both.
Yeah, meanwhile, Proctor over there is like, no, I got this, and I don't.
I mean, unbelievable.
I don't.
My Can you even make 150 free throws a day?
No, I couldn't. I'd be there for
7 days a week. We would be. We'd still be in the gym.
My shoulder's made of crab meat. I've got that Markelle Fultz shoulder. You don't want to be out there shooting free throws.
Well, they're the only team since 1986, Duke, when steals became a stat, with a higher field goal percentage, more free throw attempts, more assists, more steals, and fewer turnovers than their opponent to lose in the NCAA tournament.
Wasn't it like 330-something?
335-0.
Freaking Duke.
Now, 335.
It's my fault for rooting for Duke and betting on him.
And won.
The basketball guy. I taunted the basketball gods.
Well, you did when you said ignore at your own peril.
I did.
You got cocky.
I did.
And you had 6 games to go.
Yeah, I did.
Just sit on it, man.
Sit on it, Potsy. I didn't. I got cocky, and look what happened.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Well, we'll talk more about the game tonight later. Let's move on. If you could put one athlete in any sport into a different era, who would it be? Would it be the great one? We'll get to Ovechkin and his history next on The Fan. You know, Buck is always working, even when he's at Band and Dunes. He was listening to our show driving back from Bandit on Friday, and he caught that.
Yeah. I told you, you dumb bitch!
a new bitch drop for the show.
The list is growing exponentially, by
true story.
Wow.
I think that was maybe that babysitter one we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's right. It was that was you doing the impression of the kid telling the babysitter, I told you there was a monster under my bed.
Oh, I think that's probably
calling the babysitter a dumb bitch.
I told you, you dumb bitch!
God.
I think that's probably how that went down. Dude, you got some kid that's like, hey, there's a monster under my bed. She's telling him, no, there's not. And then there's a monster under the bed. I told you, you dumb bitch! That's the only appropriate response.
Google me, bitch.
Yeah, flags! I told you, you dumb bitch! America, yeah!
He's a bitch. That whiny bitch.
Starting to rival me.
Oh, man. But I learned it by watching you.
I know. Black dumb. All right.
For God's sake.
Why are we having fun? We're not supposed to be.
Can we focus?
This isn't supposed to be fun.
No. This is serious sports.
I want to talk about Ovechkin. You know, it's Masters Week, but... So this kind of pains me a little bit. We got to talk hockey, but we need to talk about it. Cool moment.
This was a big deal. Yes.
In hockey yesterday.
This, it's not often because I find, sports crying to be ridiculous. It just,
did you sports cry?
No, but is there a pre-sports cry? Like,
what do you mean?
Had I not held it back, I think there was an opportunity to sports
like you
cry.
Welled up.
Yeah.
There was feeling it.
I caught some feelings. But then I realized, I'm like, dude, seriously? Like,
well,
knock it off.
You're by yourself, right?
I was by myself.
Who cares?
I saw it. And I probably called myself a B, and then I just was like, all right, don't do that.
Oh, God.
But
come on.
He's a bitch. I welled up a little bit. I got, I caught some feelings on that one.
Yeah, all right.
Well, hockey's my favorite sport, and I love Ovi, and that's like... A cherished. I mean, that's the record in hockey. It's just like it's the.
Come on,
Hank Aaron getting broken by Barry Bonds, but instead of Bonds, who everyone hates and is a roid monger, everyone loves Ovechkin. So that was really neat.
Well, we'll get to it. Let's talk about it. We have another segment. We're gonna do that.
Okay,
I'm gonna do that with you. All right, we're gonna do that next on The Fan.